header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Welcome back. Been a while, Jingle. It's been a while.
It has.
But we've got to speak about the game. This is the Manchester United versus Liverpool match reaction. Jingle, 5-0. 5-0 at Old Trafford.
Like, it's mad.
I can't wrap my head around it that it happened. 5-0. Not I've... one. Not two. Not three. Not even four. But five.
I've run out of superlatives to describe Liverpool Football Club. They are mental.
Do you know what? And to be honest, yeah, it weren't our best performance.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't have Matic. We didn't have Fabinho. We didn't have Mane.
We definitely have another level, don't we?
We absolutely teared Man United 5-0. No Thiago as well. No Elliot. Like, that's like...
Yeah.
But, to be fair, Man United was shit. Like, I know, like, you, like, I try not to say the shit, but they were shit. Do you know what I mean? They was awful.
We try to be a bit nice, don't we?
Yeah.
Try and put it nice, but...
But they are shit.
Embarrassing, isn't it, for them?
Like, their defence. Harry Maguire, £80 million he cost them. He's their captain. Whoa.
It's ridiculous. Even Lindelof, to be honest, yeah, like... I like him against in the little games because he's a good passer, but...
Nah, but with this Lindelof and Maguire, I've seen a few people, my United fans, on Twitter pop up my timeline, yeah, saying that when Varane comes back, Maguire should be the one who gets dropped.
It's not... Oh...
This is
you know what, right? I'm dropping a bombshell here. I don't even think Varane's that good.
Oh,
I do in terms of what he's won Euro, I think, as well. But
has he? No.
No. I do in terms of what he's won, obviously. But he has had Ramos, and you know,
who's the absolute? So you're saying he's only good when someone else is where across.
He's not the leader at the back, is he? So
yeah, but who was like at the back with him? Who was at the back with him?
Who's the leader? And he follows with. Do you know what I mean?
Who was at the back with him? With him when he won the World Cup.
That's what I'm trying to think. I can't think.
Was it Umtiti?
Might have been.
Fernandes better than Umtiti, though.
Was it Luis Fernandez? No.
Kimpembe, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, you're saying that Fernandes is only good when someone else is world class next to him.
Yeah. And I don't think, although you'd like Maguire to be here for 80 million, I don't think he is.
Well, Jenko, before we slate Man United even more, let's just speak about Liverpool. Mo Salah. Jenko, our last episode was Watford preview. So, Mo Salah scored that goal into Watford. You're like, whoa. Like, you think City goal is unbelievable. The Watford goal, you're like, whoa, he just topped it. But Mo Salah, Jenko. Just give him the Ballon d'Or now.
I've seen Luke Shaw got a yellow card. I think I might have wrote it in the group chat. And I said, he scored an hat-trick. I could just tell. I was like, here we go. And he just turned up, didn't he? He's unbelievable.
I think I asked you and Charlie. This was like after match day 4 or 5, I think it was. I said to you, are we going to see the best Mo Salah we've ever seen this season? And to be fair, it's looking like we are, to be honest. He keeps up this.
It is, isn't it? He really is.
Do you know what? That selfishness has gone out of him. Remember, a couple of scenes ago, he was just that kid wouldn't pass the ball.
Yeah. Mane was fuming, wasn't he? And
he wouldn't pass the ball. But I think now, that's gone.
Yeah. I think he wants to win things with us. Last season was massive, getting top four with all them injuries and stuff. And I think he's realised the squad's just so good. I need to step.
He did say, though, in an interview, didn't he? In an interview with Sky Sports today, he did say he wants to end his career at Liverpool.
Yeah. And that's just what he wanted to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, but the contract situation is still there, though. Now he's probably, I think he's asking for over 400k a week now. It's still there. Yeah. Will he sign? Has he already signed?
I'd love it to drag on till Christmas and then Christmas Day the announcer. What a Christmas present that is. But I think you'd have to give him it earlier now. Because Real Madrid, Barcelona, they are in dire need of
it. Do they have the money to afford him?
I think Real Madrid, not Barca, yeah. Give Barca another year or two, then yeah.
Well, Jenko, speaking about the game, well, that pass from Jordan Henderson to make it 5-0.
No one's talking about it really, are they?
Oh my God, what a ball.
Outside the foot.
It's like Salah's against Watford, his pass to Mane.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And Canati.
I want to mention
this was his second Premier League start for Liverpool against Man United. Like a lot of pressure on his shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah.
And wow. Pulling performance. Have you seen that picture where Fred's hugging him and he's just smiling?
Yeah. But he did he just man marked Ronaldo at the game. I couldn't believe it.
See you later, mate.
Yeah.
But
he's a fan. Joe,
what's not getting spoken about enough? Paul Pogba's red card.
Yeah.
That was dirty.
Definite red.
Two, like, definite red. Studs up. Like, he's out of control. And people say you win a red card.
Ronaldo, I think,
sent off as well.
I think, yeah, Ronaldo could have been sent off, couldn't he? That kick on Curtis Jones is like, it still winds me up thinking about it because he's double your age. Do you know what it is? It's like,
you know what's even funny about Ronaldo? He scored. Don't get me wrong, it was a great finish and it was offside. Just to put the cherry on top, it's offside. Yeah.
They all cheered it as well, didn't he?
Mm.
The fans, but.
No. But Jenko, my night is shocking. I heard today on Twitter there's a thing going on that Ollie's job is at risk. It's at risk. So.
Now, I'm not saying this because I want to see United fail, but I don't think it's right sacking them. Not just yet. I really don't.
Ollie's at the wheel.
Yeah. But for, like, as a serious thing, I think Neville said it, or maybe Carragher. I think it was Neville, actually. Keep him till at least the end of the season. If he hasn't won a trophy, then yeah, get rid of him.
Of course Neville's seen that as his best mate.
I know. But if you get rid of him now, who are you going to get apart from maybe Conte?
True.
Who leaves in like 2 years. I think if you wait till the end of the season, the options for managers are there. Because I don't see, personally, PSG win Champions League. So I think Pochettino could be ready.
But Joe, about Ollie, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a bit of talk going on that Ronaldo's a problem because Ronaldo doesn't press. Everyone around Ronaldo has to work 10 times harder to make Ronaldo be Ronaldo.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, that may be one problem, but also the problem is Ollie and his coaching staff, his coaching, the coaches, they're all awful.
It is Ollie. I don't think it's the whole staff because they have been with Ferguson, some of them. I think it is literally just Ollie thinking, oh, this will work. He hasn't got runners. And
yeah,
they're saying it's the midfield, right? And I do agree.
The midfield is awful, Fred and McTominay.
But you can't play Sancho, who's in my opinion, overweight at the minute. That's me speaking. You can't play Mason Greenwood because he's dead lazy on the right as well. And then you can't play Bruno either, who's dead lazy. You have to at least have your runners, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because so, like, I think it was Gary Neville was explaining. He was saying that when Ronaldo was playing, when he first at United, when he was there, he said Rooney, Jason Park, used to always just run. Yeah. Just run all game to make Ronaldo, like, be Ronaldo. And there's none of them players in this current Man United squad.
Yeah.
And they're like, as people said, you read it a lot if you obviously watch, like, football and, like, Twitter and all that. Man United have no identity.
No.
Like, you look at Liverpool, you're like, oh, yeah, they play high-pressure football, heavy metal football. What do United play? I know they play shit. That's what they play.
Yeah.
The gap between the defence and midfield, dreadful. The midfield's attack, dreadful. Like, it's like everyone's all over the place.
They haven't got a thing out. So, like, as you said, yeah, we are pressing. Chelsea's defensive, but working. City, possession, aren't they? These just have not except laziness. It's kind of brutal.
Like, to be fair, yeah, I'm happy that my United are failing. Because remember like we were kids, just like Vidic, Ferdinand, you know,
yeah. I remember that Berbatov game where he scored an hat-trick, I think. And
you're like, oh my god, here we go again, United another league title.
Yeah.
But, unlucky Man United, glad that you're failing. It's our time now to shine.
The thing that's getting me is the comparisons. I always love it when we beat a team like that. So people comparing like Shaw to Robertson, Maguire to Van Dijk, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even Ronaldo, Salah was the big one at the minute. And it might only be form, but
at the minute, Salah's the best player in the world.
Yeah. I don't think you can compare any of their team.
That's like me being biased.
Yeah.
That's me being honest.
I think he's the best in the world at the minute as well. Really do.
Yeah. What Man United players or player gets into our Liverpool team? Starting 11.
I said it before the game. I'm saying it now. I don't think there's any. Maybe Ronaldo. But I'm thinking as prime. Even now, probably not.
But Jenko, another question. Is Ollie going to go before the end of the season?
Before, no.
No?
Not unless he suffers like another big defeat like this.
But, Jenko, here's a bit of... I'm going to throw some stats at you now. Ooh. Some stats. Manchester United, that was the first time in Premier League history they were 4 goals behind at half-time. He scored 10 games on a bounce.
Jesus.
Mo Salah.
Mad, isn't it?
Remember the last episode, I think we spoke about the Ballon d'Or? And we said, oh, it's probably Lewandowski. It'll be Jorginho. No, it's going to be Salah. Give him it now. Yeah. Give him it now. But,
yeah.
It feels a bit weird, though. We just came off a big, massive victory. We did, before we move on, do you see that video with Kane Dalglish and him?
And
what a video that is.
Amazing.
Paul Scholes went from sucking toes to being honest. To telling the truth. In the media, he was getting rinsed for sucking his daughter's toes. But in Champions League and BT Sports, he did predict what was going to happen against Liverpool. He did predict it. And now everyone's forgot about him sucking toes.
Yeah.
So, well done, Paul Scholes. For predicting the future, mate.
He's going to get the lottery numbers next week if he keeps sucking on them toes, mate.
Say, Joe, we're like people rub a genie lamp.
Yeah.
Paul Scholes sucks his daughter's toes. For the future.
Go.
But Jenko, we won 5-0. but we have a game on Wednesday. Preston.
Yeah.
In the EFL, this is the 16th. Probably going to be a harder game.
Yeah.
I was asking someone today about the game. I was asking someone, and I said, like, it's mad to think. I said to them, do you reckon we'll get beat? And they said, yeah. It's just mad, innit? Like,
yeah.
We're not, like, we're Liverpool fans. I'm bothered about the EFL Cup. Like, we couldn't give a shit about it. If we get knocked out, well.
It's not to give a shit about. It's just a nice day in Wembley where none of us are even asked about, to be honest, yeah. We boo the national anthem. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, no. Even the FA Cup, no. I just... I'll watch it. I will. Because it's Liverpool and... Yeah. But
it's good to start. I'm from being mad though because Naby Keita's injured. Milner's done hamstring.
Yeah.
We have Brighton on the Saturday. Then we have Atletico Madrid the following week.
I'm just expecting kids to play apart from, like, Minamino, Origi and Gomez.
And maybe Tsimikas.
Yeah.
But I can see he's getting beat, to be honest. But you all look on the Preston end. Is the EFL Cup a priority for Preston? Because I think if you're Preston and, like, you're a Preston fan, you know you're not winning that competition, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was football, anything can happen, yeah. But be realistic, Preston aren't winning the EFL Cup. So, no. Is that a priority to them? Because in their last six games, they've only won one. So, is maybe the league more of a priority to them than the EFL Cup?
Is it at Anfield?
No, it's at Preston.
Is it? Oh. Yeah.
It will be kids playing, like Cade Gordon, Morton.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him.
All them type of players playing. And to be fair, that's what I'm just like, will Preston go full strength? Probably. No. Most probably.
Yeah.
But score prediction, Jenko, for the Preston game?
3-1. Liverpool.
Two. I'm going to go a 2-1 Preston. Because to be fair, I want us to get beat, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 2-1 Preston. I can see it. If we play the kids, I can see it being close. Like, I can't, like, remember against Norwich, I can't see it being like that where we battered them. I can see it being close. But 2-1 Preston I'm going for. Right, Jenko. Is there anything we've missed out since last time we recorded? Sam got a wax figure.
Yeah.
In Man Two Swords.
Yeah.
It looks like him. Have you seen Van Dijk's?
No.
Looks not like him.
Van Dijk got one, yeah?
Yeah.
Styles is good, like. I'll give them that.
For me, Van Dijk's looks not like him.
God. I think that's it, isn't it? Kais is out, as you said. That's a shame. Because he did do well against United, but when isn't he out?
He did well against United, but dreadful against Madrid.
Yeah.
Do you want to
I think he's a bit lazy, isn't he? To be honest. Yeah. Or he just loses his head quickly. Because like he scored that goal and then I think he must have thought the game was finished, and it's just obviously not.
I'll say it again. I've never rated Naby Keita. I remember my uncle texting me when Keita scored that goal against Madrid, saying, "You owe him an apology because you said that you can't shoot." Then, when he got took off at half time, he texted back saying, "Fuck sake!" After I've said that about him. He goes and plays shit. I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
But against United, he did play all right till he got injured.
Yeah.
But let's see how long he's out for. Don't know. Just when he's starting to find his feet.
Yeah.
Don't get too footed by Paul Pogba. Not really new about that.
No.
But Jenko, I think that is it, mate.
That is.
Thanks for listening to my night of match reaction and a bit of Preston preview. Ooh. And we'll probably see you, I don't know, next time, eh? Bye! So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da!